Bonjour, bonsoir, dear friends. I am with the fabulous Erin Martin. What a great honor. Dear friends, the beautiful Erin, give me your hand. Ooh. Is one of the top designers that America has ever seen. She came all the way from the Northwest to the heart of Napa Valley and has transformed the style, the energy, and the juxtaposition of ideas within your home, within public places, hotels, and everything else. She's absolutely incredible, a great inspiration, a woman leader, top designer in the world, dear friends. And we are in her fabulous gallery where her practice is. And here we go. When she gets me excited, that's what happens.
Oh, you should see what happens to me.
Well, let's see.
Let's find out. Cheers.
Voila.
Thank you, my dear.
So we drinking a wine that represents you in many ways.
Okay.
Imaginarium. Mm-hmm. What does it make you think to imagine? Like the Imagineers at Disney. Mm-hmm. What goes through your mind right now as we toasting?
It's basically dreaming. Right? It's just dreaming out loud. Mm-hmm. So if you can dream out loud and you can be with people who are dreaming out loud, it's energizing. It's fun. There's no rules.
Do you like rules?
No.
You don't believe in rules?
They don't really exist. I mean, at all. Other than, like, I do always say, like, jeans should be blue, but you're wearing black ones, so I have to be careful with that one.
Well, we blue and black. Mm-hmm. What inspires you the most?
People. 100%.
And what is within people that inspires you?
That they're all telling the same story, but they're just doing it in different ways. So it's fun to watch the story unfold mm-hmm. and kind of be able to see it. So that part is intriguing to me. And that everyone is doing the best they can with what they got.
And when you talk to people, specifically potential clients, mm-hmm. and they ask you to redesign their home, mm-hmm. their retail shop, what is important for you to know about them?
Everything. I mean, to me, it's painting a portrait of them. That's mm-hmm. through space. So you want to know their ups and their downs and their quirks. And I feel I'm very blessed because I get to watch people come into themselves. Building your, you know, first major home is kind of a milestone. You kind of made it to some degree.
Sure.
And so you see them realize just how much love there is or how much they are loved. And so I've been very lucky to help people find home.
But how do you do to get them relaxed to that place that they convey to you what they want?
I ask them very personal questions.
Do you bring a bottle of Imaginarium?
I do all the time.
Fantastic.
I have a case in the back car of my car. No, I don't know. I just let it unfold naturally. I mean, it's the same. Most people will reveal themselves to you. Everybody wants to talk about themselves. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. So if you just kind of listen, and if you look, you can pretty much tell someone's vibe, as you can tell, with what they're wearing or how they speak or how they present themselves. And I love it, yeah.
And what kind of research do you typically do?
I never Google anyone. Someone has to tell me what they do. I mean, I've worked for people for like 3 to 5 years and not known that they were, like, you know, the owners of Amazon. Because unless they tell me, I don't want to know.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, and I don't listen to what other people say about other people until they tell me or I experience it.
Have you studied psychology?
No.
What does it take, do you think, to be a great designer as you are? Interior decorator, designer?
It's 9/10 of any kind of designer, anything, is basically problem solving. I think life, basically, mm-hmm. 9/10 of it is problem solving. So if you can, like, just deal with the one, you know, the 10% that's, like, the fun and making decisions, and then, you know, start looking at how you can solve problems.
And you like solving?
Yeah, 100%.
Why do you like solving?
Because it keeps you active and interested and challenged, and you grow, and you want to do things that constantly are keeping you kind of out of your comfort zone, that you're not quite sure what the hell you're doing. You're flying blind, but then you're basically trusting in your conduit. You know, if you can get out of the way, you have complete freedom to do anything.
How do you succeed, Erin, to do so many projects at once that could be so different?
Current state of mind, Sybil. Do you remember that movie back in the day?
No.
It was about a woman who had schizophrenia. So I have, so basically there's quite a few things going on in my head at once. But yeah, so it's nice to, and not repeat yourself. There's a thread for sure. But yeah, it's good not to repeat yourself if you can.
And what's your process of identifying each project as a separate project, but at the same time, unique for that specific individual, a couple, a person?
How do I, you don't. There's no time.
You just flow.
Yeah.
All across them.
All the time. There's a great book by something Hawkins, John Hawkins or something like that, or Steve Hawkins, and it's called Where Good Ideas Come From. And it's not when you're sitting around a table, and it's not when you're like at a board meeting, or it's not when you're trying to figure something out. It's when you stub your toe or close a gate or hear a sound, and it comes, and you've got a fly in your head. That is
I like
not,
her.
Yeah.
she's so very friendly.
She's hot. So yeah, it basically good ideas come from an otherworldly place. So if you're open to it, you can basically tap into that and then just run with it. And then the best part is you're really just trying to get people to trust you that you're not going to A, fuck them over or take their money or whatever the heck it is, that you're really going to lead them to where they want to be. And once you gain that trust, you have freedom. And
do you like to have carte blanche or do you like...
I need some restraints.
Yes.
Did you like that?
We will go there shortly. It's only the beginning, dear friends. And we'll show you images of what Erin Martin has designed because it's really compelling, unique, inspiring, and compellingly interrogative in many ways.
Nice.
Yes,
very
indeed.
Nice.
So, Erin, who made you who you are today?
Well, my parents, obviously.
Well, physically.
Physically, yeah. They were naked and they bumped into each other.
Are
and
you
then,
sure?
99%.
They were just two in those days?
No, my dad's an architect. I mean, we call it the family curse. My mom's an artist, a designer. My dad's an architect. My brother is a blaster. So we all create things and he blew them up. And I didn't want to do this for a job at all. I wanted to do anything but. So I was very happy waiting tables at the Omelette Express in Santa Rosa on 4th Street and serving sourdough wheat or sourdough white bread to Charles Schultz and Leonard Nimoy. And that was...
And why did you stop doing that?
A gentleman found me and he could tell I could draw. And so I started drawing and painting with him in a barn in Forestville. And then one day, Alan Pearson and Leslie came in and they worked for Peter Michael. So Peter Michael was doing his house and his winery and all that good stuff. And so they had me come out and paint murals. So I would sit there with Lady Maggie and we would just like, I was 20 years old and we would just riff and talk and whatever. And I'd write things up on the wall that would say like, you know, Peter's being a, you know, a bugger today. And what, so there's all these things written up there. And one day they had their designer come in, Janice Raoul, something like that. And Peter said, what do you think we should do here? And she goes, I don't know. I'm going to have to go back and think about it, which is actually a smart thing to do because then you can charge hourly versus just saying like what you think. So I should have learned that then because like whatever, you can give it away. But she couldn't come up with an answer. And he goes, what do you think, Erin? And I jumped down off the scaffolding and started talking and I got that job right then.
And how did you internally became confident to be able to do this? Because it takes a lot of confidence, and a lot of our friends all around the world are sometimes asking, maybe I'm not doing what I should be doing. Maybe I should be more entrepreneurial. Maybe I should be more spontaneously dairy.
Yes.
How was your process?
The only time shit goes south is when you don't trust that you're being taken care of at every step of the way. So if you have any doubts that you're in the wrong profession, you 90% are in the wrong profession. I mean, you just...
Yes.
90%, you should just get the hell out of there. I think not thinking is really great. I think thinking's overrated. Thinking's for like up, down, left, right, stop, go. If you're in the moment, you always answer and you always kind of make the right decision. And you're not really thinking so much about yourself. Ego's not your amigo, but it definitely creeps its, you know, ugly head when it wants to. Just not thinking. And also not being known here. Like, I was just a newbie. Like, no, I didn't come from a family. I didn't grow up here. I was just this...
But you had basic, phenomenal architectural thinking process with your dad and artistic...
Correct.
right side of your brain with your mom, I imagine.
Yes.
Structure.
Yes.
And so you blended the two together.
I got the best of both of them. I got the best of both of them.
Would they
sure.
say that?
Yeah. Well, my dad can't now because he left last year or something like that. But yeah, I think they would say that. I think they definitely would.
So as your father is looking at you from above or below,
yeah.
or both, what would he say today about his beautiful daughter? Besides the fact that she's gorgeous and talented.
He always would say the same thing. He would say, you don't have to be the nurse, you can be the doctor.
Yeah.
And then I would say, what if I just want to be the damn nurse? I'm tired.
You never wanted to be. I want to be the patient.
Yeah, exactly. I'll get you going. Yeah, so no, he was always encouraging from afar.
Sure.
He was also a thorn in my side, which was good.
Did you have a good daddy-daughter relationship?
No. I think he sued me one time, which was pretty
cool. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
So it didn't go too well.
No, we went back and forth, but we got along wonderfully.
Well, you keep his driving license on your computer, I've noticed.
Yep. No, again, he definitely transferred a lot of energy when he left
great.
Me, which is great. So, and he was a genius. He did the first privately owned solar powered home in the country, which
fantastic.
Is insane. He was just really before his time, before his time. Very innovative and quirky.
You mentioned energy. What is energy to you? Besides
energy.
A lot of pressure and bubbles in the glass.
Energy is everything, basically. I mean, I'm in the business of transferring energy. And so are you. I mean, that's what you do, I would assume. That you think.
Well, I hope it's not anymore an assumption.
You never want to do that. So, yeah, I'm in the business of transferring energy. Like, I can't sell art unless I've seen that person's eyes. Like, I need to see their eyes and just see if they're in their body and what's up and how you're doing. Unless it's like they're dead and then you can't, which is unfortunate. But, you know, it's nice to just see who you're moving from space
and
to.
And, dear friends, we will go around this amazing gallery, Erin Martin Gallery in San Lina, which is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Beautifully designed, and she has a great eye to find great artists. So, how do you get your energy?
How do I get my energy? It's a ton of caffeine, a lot of prayer.
Because you don't sleep much.
No.
So, how do you really catalyze the energy from all direction to you?
Well, it's free.
Mm-hmm.
So, if it's free, why not accept it? I mean, that's pretty amazing.
But how do you accept it? How do you welcome it? Because I think it's fundamental in art and design to be able to, and I agree with you, welcome energy from where it comes from, but
source?
It's important to catalyze it.
I disagree with that. I don't feel that that's the thing. I think it's constantly flowing. I was talking to another artist, Robbie Lee Frederick, and she's 90 years old, and she's like, what do you do when you get an artist block? And I'm like, I've never had one before. And then literally, as soon as I said that out loud, it got cut off, and I was like, oh my God, what are you supposed to do now? So it's, you always have it, but if you demand it to come,
yes.
it will go silent really, really fast. So energy is just a gift, and if you can get out of the way, it will constantly be moving through you. Don't take it for granted. Have a good time. Take a nap if you need to. It's okay. You know, just, you know, take the load off. But
so are you very visual?
Yes.
Are you analytical?
Yes.
Do you like to draw spaces, or you think of spaces first? What's your process?
I love reading, so I love reading books because you don't know what it is that they're explaining, so you picture it the way you would picture it. How, you know, and then the bricks lay and then it's seven, da da da, and you start picturing whatever that is in your head. It's not at all what that person was describing, but now you have this vision in your head that's like, oh, that sounds great, you know, like, let's try that. So that's one way that I get information. Definitely looking in history, definitely looking at people, contemporaries and people that I love, and fashion for sure. Movies, love movies. I just saw that Wes Anderson movie, The French Dispatch. You gotta see it, it's so good, it's insane. So just, yeah.
What is crazy about it that makes you...
Well, Benicio del Toro's in it, and he's hot, so that's good. And then the way Wes writes, Roman did a great job in working, they work well together. The storytelling, the mm-hmm. the sets are incredible. Yeah, he's a genius for sure.
So, as you design, mm-hmm. you know, you give us your process, because one of my favorite men we'll have hopefully soon on live was Frank Gehry when we did a project together.
Shut up. When did you do that?
Yeah, it was Clos Jordan Winery in Canada.
Oh my God.
So we worked relentlessly for 4 years on it. And we were drawing on napkins mm-hmm. and exchanging ideas. And then he does models. Mm-hmm. And from models, he really goes to space. And mm-hmm. from space, he goes to the energy of the space mm-hmm. and how we want people to move around mm-hmm. and eventually experience yeah. A beverage or food or moment or discussion or mm-hmm. intimacy.
Yeah.
What is your process? Because you know my process.
I love your process. You're very creative and you definitely can see. I don't know if I have a formal process.
Really?
I really don't. Well, I didn't go to school. I dropped out of high school.
Yes.
I bounced around. I just learned by doing and failing. I think that's another thing that I think is so important to do, is just fail miserably.
And why is it important to fail?
I think it's one of the best things you could possibly do.
Why?
Because
everybody never have fear.
Don't have it.
Go for it, and if it doesn't work,
it's
move
okay.
on.
Yeah. But I heard something that if you fail, hope that the next time you fail even harder. Because that just means you're trying more, mm. you're jumping farther, you're taking a, you know, you're risking it all every time. Christo, when he did the, I think it was the lake, and he was walking out on the dock, and his money guy says, "You're down to your last million, guy. You gotta like slow down."
Yeah.
He's like, "Spend it all." So like, that's the best thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just go for it. And so, yeah, I think if you keep risking it all, you have a much better
time. Well, what is risk to you? What is risk to you as being on the other side
uh-huh.
when you charge an hourly rate,
ugh.
As an example?
I hate that.
And I'm pushing it, dear friends, to get more answers out of the famous Aaron. You charge an hourly rate,
mm-hmm.
so you're like a lawyer.
I know
the
that.
Customer can take as much risk as
I
they
hate
want,
that. Right.
But they taking the risk, you're really not. You're pushing it. So you're known for a new design, but how do you balance the risk? In other words, that's my question.
How do I balance the risk? Well, I mean,
so at the end of the project,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's a form of satisfaction, a form of going further away, but at the same time, a phenomenal results.
Yeah, and I like when it's done and I move on and it's no longer attached to me. It's your place. It's
mm-hmm.
their place. I don't care if our name's ever on it, ever. That's not the
point. So how do you manage the risk on that?
I don't think I manage anything.
Mm.
I really don't.
Interesting.
I don't think I manage anything at all. I mean,
no, because...
And I don't think I ever feel that I've done the best job. I've yet to feel that way.
We'll have this winter, mm-hmm. our friend Jacques Garcia.
Ugh.
So when we design, and I say we because I spend a lot of time with Jacques,
mm-hmm.
who I really love, we really stay very true to an era, to a period,
yeah.
to a style. Whereas, what's your style?
I don't have a style.
Here we go.
There's no style.
What's your voice?
My voice is, there are no rules. Do what makes you feel good. Make sure it's comfortable. If it's not comfortable, get the fuck off of it. That's just ridiculous.
What
makes
is
no
comfort?
Sense.
Being able to lay naked on a sofa
on
and
everything.
Feel cozy?
You want to rub your bodies up against the wall.
Okay.
Or whatever it is. I think it's more just feeling comfortable in and of yourself. Like that you just feel, people don't understand what they're seeing, but there's something that makes them feel calm inside.
Mm-hmm.
There's some kind of rhythm or math that's happening that they don't even realize that just brings them joy,
mm-hmm.
pure joy, which is great.
And talking about this, let's have a toast.
Yes.
To joy. Isn't it a joyful moment?
It is a joyful moment.
I'm being Aaron
Martin psychologist.
It's 10:30
in the morning, we're drinking champagne, it's fabulous.
Well, we're gonna finish it because we gotta go to Restrain. And then I want to walk into the gallery.
Yeah.
Maybe I help you.
Oh, you're going to help me?
Look, it seems I need to because I want to
serve
you a little red.
Sorry.
So what is the project that you're the most proud of?
My daughter.
Yes, it's a good project, but it's a reality.
It is a reality. I don't know. Some of my first, because I was so young and we were, and no one knew who we were, which I like that. I like being more invisible. So I was proud of that. I love Trinquero. Mm-hmm. I love Trinquero.
Yep.
I love the Moscone house. It's complete the antithesis of that to, I love my home. I love it. It's very.
Well, hopefully one day we get to see it.
Yeah, yeah.
I like your pool. People. Oh. So, explain everybody what you have in your pool.
So my daughter's an artist, and the pool had a leak, so we drained it. And I was going to put "help me" on the bottom of the pool, but then my friend Michael McDermott said that that would never get me a date. So I changed it to just say "hi," but I spelled it H-I-G-H. Just in case, you know, someone's flying over, they know where I live. So, and you can find it on Google Earth, which is really exciting.
Yeah, that's where I saw it, upside down.
So that's really good. No, I love my little home.
So it's 100 years from now.
Yes.
How would you like to be remembered as? Let's have a toast to this one. And let's not be restrained.
Never. A free thinker that free thinker who loved, I guess. I don't know. I really don't think anyone's going to be thinking about me in 100 years.
What is love to you?
Love is math, and it's constant. Love is unconditional. It's agape. It's the only thing that's here. Mm-hmm. It's everything. So, and it's bad and good. Oh, Lord Jesus, that's going to just throw people over the edge. Whatever.
How you transmit love into your design?
With everything, even when you don't feel like it, you just keep doing it. Again, I say, and again, they'll laugh at me back there.
What is back there?
All the gang, which you'll meet later. They're amazing. Honestly, can't do anything solo. It's a stupid idea. I say, like, you know you have a servant heart is when you're treated like one, you continue to serve. Mm-hmm. Because really you're doing it for yourself. I mean, it's really a solo journey.
For sure.
So, like, why not do your best? Why not try harder or with more passion, with more feeling? Like, your life depends on it. Not in a negative way, but why wouldn't you? You're doing it for you. So, like, that sounds insane and exciting. So, yeah, that's love.
So from love,
yes.
What is the project you yet have not done that you wish will potentially come your way?
Okay. I know this isn't as exciting as you would like. I would like to do something called Indie Living, I-N-D-Y, which is basically a place where Thomas Keller blends foie gras and we shoot it up in the veins of people over 80, because I like people over 80 and under 12. Everybody else seems to have ulterior motives. And so if you could create...
So we're in trouble.
Exactly. So it would be amazing to create something that was very high-end living, beautifully done.
So molecular cooking?
Everything. And put it right next to a college. So that those, like, again, I'm not really afraid about dying so much. I'm more petrified that, like, I'm going to live until I'll be 120. And, like, you start going, like, well, what are you going to do that long? But if you're hanging out with Molly Chapelet and she's out in the garden at 90, and if you're hanging out, you get excited about being around. And if you can transfer that energy and that information to a younger generation, I think it gives a lot more excitement to both.
But what does that mean, really? So I superficially understand what you meant, but
I would like to design that. I'd like to design a.
But design, what is that exactly? Something that has never been done, that has molecular cooking in artificial intelligence, virtual reality, how could we convert that space?
No,
in one
seriously,
of those?
Just have it where it's just a little bit more fun.
And why do you think you haven't been asked? There's a lot of stricter club.
I know, I would love to do.
Why haven't you done one yet?
I don't know. After this, I might be. So that's exciting. That. I mean, my goal.
Any of you have an idea for a strip club? Call Erin.
I'm here for
what,
you.
What? Why? Why would you be, besides your beautiful, long, gorgeous legs, would a strip club be the best designed by you? What would you do that hasn't been done in a strip club? You seen many?
I've seen like 3 or 4. Oh. Enough. I know, exactly.
You'd better expand your service.
How many have you seen?
Hundreds. Hundreds. I love strip clubs.
They're the best.
So. Who doesn't not love strip clubs?
I don't think anyone, actually.
But just, what would you like to see in a strip club that, besides the provocative word, that has it's not different. Been done, or that is so unique to do?
That's a good question. I don't know. I have not spent much time thinking about it, but I think
you
it
see,
be fun.
She wants to design it, but she hasn't thought.
Well, because I haven't been given the information yet, so as soon as I get it, I'll tell you.
Well, we'll go one together, and I'll tell you what's missing.
I think I'll say the men, and you'll say the women.
Well, so. we can revert exactly. and disguise ourselves. You as a woman.
I am a woman.
Oh, good. So you as a man, and me as a woman. I'll shave my legs.
Do it.
I'll show you. I'm good on the bar pole.
Are you? Oh. Mm. I'm good at the bar pole.
Oh, the pole bar. Sorry. You see, the French thinks reverse, like the Germans.
I know, but I honestly, like right now, if I, like I said, when I wear heels and makeup, I feel like Caitlyn Jenner. So
we love it. Exactly. We love when you do that. Yeah. So, what is your dream?
My dream?
Yes. Going into your head, what is your dream if you close your eyes right now?
To be able to do this for the rest of my life.
And why wouldn't you? That's reality.
That is reality, for sure.
But
it's in
within
my DNA.
That dream that you want to continue, you know, I have a trillion dreams. What is your dream of, you know, besides love, besides passion, besides all
I
of
think
that?
Probably to build my own, everyone has that idea to build my own restaurant that I own or in partnership in, my own hotel. You have all those dreams of doing it for yourself. I love serving other people and I love setting up their dreams and goals, but I think it would be really nice one day to do it for myself and as a team.
And what would you do differently if you were to do it for yourself versus others?
I would be white Oprah. I would definitely be white Oprah. So I would figure out a way to do things where it wasn't for money at all, like at all. I would figure out a way to break even for the rest of my life and be quite happy about it. But with the highest quality and the most beautiful spaces, and so that everyone can kind of participate in that. Because I think that there's an evolution that happens with your being when you're surrounded by beautiful things and you know, it educates and it inspires. So how great if you can just have that be not for profit. That's to me a very strange phenomenon.
Would it be a restaurant bar? Would it be a hotel?
Okay. What so
would
I already have. So the corner store, because Rudy Papali was my favorite person in the world and he was amazing. So he owns Park Place, which is basically the corner of Hunt and Main Street. And it's an old stone building, and I call it Park Place or whatever. And I want to do the bottom floor as, sorry, Fran and Larry, bottom floor as a wonderful drugstore, which I have the domain name. So that would be a bar. Megan would run that amazing thing. It would have just simple, good food, probably like 7 things on the menu. That's it, call it a day, and the best drinks in the world. Second floor would be called the Flop House, which is basically bunk beds, because I know people, you know, my daughter's age can't come up here and hang out. It costs a bazillion dollars. So they can all bunk in there and have a good time. And then the top floor would be the rooftop lounge, because with a silo elevator, and we'd have a place in town that we could hang out upstairs.
That's a pretty cool idea.
Yeah, the wonderful drugstore. So, yeah, I think that could happen at some point. I do.
What is being wild to you?
Again, not thinking. I was wild from the very beginning, which was great, and then people started like, oh, that's her, and then I was like, gotta get out of here. So, and yeah, it's nice when you can be wild without anyone watching you.
Being a woman in the world of design.
Yes, I know. If I was a gay male, I would be so, be so sad.
So sad or successful?
So successful. Are you kidding me? Like,
is it tough to be a woman in the design world?
I don't think it's tough to be a woman in the design world. I think it's, I feel that I did well because I understood architecture and construction.
Yeah.
And I don't know if a lot of people spend a lot of time studying that, because that really is the importance of any good design, is that you understand from the ground up. People, it's not a pillow, it's not whatever. So I think there's a lot of which is great. I love decorators, but I'm not that. But yeah,
Well, women have tremendous flair and seven senses, not just five. Don't you think women in general are more sensitive to, besides all the five senses we know, see this idea of feng shui maybe in a different way and see the idea?
I think it's called, like, basically, it's logic.
Yes.
My father would say
intuition.
It's logic. It is what it is. He would say green building is, it's ridiculous. Yes, the green building is just the normal way you should build. It's kind of like when people say, like, oh, he's such a good man for doing something, opening a door. That should
it
be
normal. Very good, actually.
That should be normal. That should be normal. But now we consider that, like, he's like, well, that should just be the baseline for everything. You know what I mean?
You're very modest. You've been very successful. How do you attribute your success?
Molly Chapelday, for sure. Well, actually, all the matriarchs of the valley, when I was little, they adopted me. And again, you know, moving into this village, not being from here, you have to pass some tests. I was unaware that there was any tests happening, but she adopted me. Barbara Schaefer adopted me. Marguerite, like, they were Virginia Van Asperen. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but adoption is one thing. Yeah. How do you attribute that success? It's one thing to say, we love her personality.
You know what?
Go deeper into why you succeeded in such a difficult environment to become who you are today. And it's important for everyone with us because
all of us
want to go
question.
Deeper, richer, more powerful path.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a great example for so many women. Drop out of high school, having a difficult time with her parents, and specifically your dad, you know, coming to a valley that is very XYZ, and you've made a name for yourself, you've had great success, and you have continued success.
Yeah.
So, you know, how do you attribute it?
Gratitude. I still have no idea. There's a great thing, it's called the Harvard Mind. One of my friends, Evan Scheidler. I don't understand. I don't even necessarily think most times it's me. Like, I honestly think I've tricked
people. I agree
with
you. I think she's multiple personality at different times, but I believe you're a great listener.
Yeah, thank you. That's very nice.
I think you even though you have an opinion, she allows that opinion to sink in, and she eventually listens greatly. We have different styles of design. However, we're meeting.
Yeah.
In a great new project.
Yes.
What about the depot?
I'm very excited about the depot. I think honestly,
I don't find you engaging in it.
No, I know exactly. I probably should get on that before we go to our meeting. I think it's exciting to bring back the energy of what it once was and then push it to another place and push it forward. So that's exciting. And yeah, here's Sam Brannon. There's a life that was lived and look what he did. I mean, it's pretty amazing. What do you want to hear people talk about you in 100 years? What do they want to say about JCB?
He's been here, he's dreaming, and he still dreams. In a way, it's very Roman, it's very Julius Caesar.
Mm-hmm.
He came, he arrived, he came, and he built.
Yeah.
At the same time, for me, I want to have always an overlaying presence of dreams and inspiration and going beyond. And experiences. For me, I'm all about, as you are, people.
Yeah.
And whenever I think of a space, I think about how do I want people to enjoy it?
Yeah.
Because I get a high when I see people enjoying it.
It's the best.
I don't need a high on anything else but people.
Yeah. That's pretty amazing.
So what are you dreaming of your daughter and for your daughter?
It's the same thing you always think. That she's happy and that she goes to London Business School for her master's, because I think that's a really good idea.
But it's very
idea.
Boring. She's an artist. You want her to go to business
school? Well, no, because I feel if I... And again, she
hell?
Can do whatever... Are you kidding me? If I had business under my belt, like... So
you have a lot more than business under your belt.
That's true.
You have a lot of common sense.
Well, that, yes.
And
there's
what
many
else
different,
is it?
There's
I think
many different forms of education.
MBA should be renamed CS. Common sense. Masters of common sense. If you have it,
great.
Don't go to school.
I agree with that 100%, but I do also think that you need some vocabulary.
So what are you missing?
Me?
Yes.
I'm missing, like, probably the what's the right word? The negotiating bitch attitude? I'm not good at that.
I think you do it without being a bitch.
I don't think I negotiate, but I do.
You
I think
don't because you...
I just get what I want.
It's what it is or you hit the road.
I get what I want. Right, you wish. No, I think that there's some things to learn, like just having confidence regarding money and that you actually deserve it. I think that's a huge thing for people.
Well, you have a lot of confidence. How did you get that confidence?
My mom and my dad and being thrown in the deep end and, you know, being awkward in high school, being like the, you know, nerdy and stuff like that. So you had breaking out. So you had to actually like have a personality, like everything wasn't given to you on a, you know, silver platter. You weren't, you know, they called me Martian head or something like that, or oval head. Mm-hmm. So it was just, those things build you. I remember when my daughter finally, she had something bad happen to her because she was so beautiful forever and she never broke out. She had perfect hair and everything was great. She was super smart. And then something horrible happened and I was like, ah, I've been praying for this for a while. This is awesome. You're going to build some character now. Let's see how you do. Because this is like when the rubber meets the road and what are you really going to do? Like when it really hits the road, are you going to return that check that some client wrote like a $100,000 check over? Are you going to return it? Are you going to like... Are you going to, like, do the last thing? Are you going to look and see where that last little piece of something has a sticker on it? Are you going to get down on your knees and take it off? Or are you just going to walk by and let somebody else do it? That makes me crazy. I left a piece of tape on our old office bathroom on the toilet for, like, 3 years just to see if somebody would fucking take it off. And it was 3 years before someone took it off.
Well, maybe they never sat. So they never saw it.
You know what I mean? It's just that thing of, like, okay, wait. Because like, I see it every day, so is anyone else seeing these things? And maybe they don't, and that's okay. I'm fine with that. But if you do it, it's kind of like that whole, if you see it, say mm-hmm. it. It's just like at the airport. But if you can see something, just make everything like a little bit better than when you got there. If you can do that, that's pretty amazing. If we all did that everywhere we went, we would honestly live in nirvana, which is basically where we live.
Well, so, isn't it where you are?
Yes.
Are you always in nirvana?
Oh yeah, I mean, like sometimes. No, I get every feeling. I think that I get every feeling.
So why do you think I chose this wine for you? Restrained.
Because you know I'm a sexy bitch. So, no, I think because I've been lucky to come to kind of a more conservative village and push the envelope. And I think you've done a very good job of that also. And I love that. At the end of it all, they can say, like, ugh, those people drive me crazy. But they also say, like, they did it. They were just themselves. Like, how amazing is that to just be yourself?
I chose as well this wine
mm-hmm.
because I think you're still restrained.
Oh, you think so?
Mm-hmm.
Can you wait? What's going to happen?
Well, we talked about the pole bar.
Okay.
And the dancing clubs. But I still
I do
feel...
I think I'm moving into that time of my life, for sure.
I believe there's a space... knowing you so much better, that you haven't gone that you wish you could go.
Well, I want,
and you don't know yet what it is.
Yes, and I feel some of that might come in your roundabout at...
Yeah.
I really do, because I think that there's a
but
bigger...
But don't stay in the tangent of the circle. Get into the circle.
Oh, honey, no. There's
go
no,
in.
I'm never going to be boxed in or anything. I'm never going to be, ever. So, but I do feel like turning 50 next year and... just not caring anymore about certain things.
You're turning 40 next year?
I'm turning 40 again.
That's exciting.
40 plus 10.
Such a young lady with so great success.
Are you kidding me? I think for women, I think that, like, it's exciting. Because like,
for
we've
sure.
done everything and we've kind of like whatever. And now it's really all about what do you want to do? It's not for anyone else. The kids are gone. Whatever. Men, oh my God. How many of them do you need? So then it's just a matter of what do you really
want.
Well,
women
want
may be a better answer.
Yeah, they're fun, but I don't think I want them in my bed all the time.
Well, just a thought. Just a thought.
You would love that.
Well, you know, I was very fortunate. You know, my love of woman is really coming thanks to an amazing family, as you said.
Well, yes, and you also have
grandmothers.
Two girls.
Oh, grandmother, mother, sister, wife, daughters. I mean, I'm blessed. But I've always loved women because they've always enormously inspired me.
Yeah.
I mean, frankly, to all the men, love hanging out, but woman
step it up
really allows you to go to a place that I never think I can typically go. And just even looking, feeling, sensing woman's energy allows me to get to another level that I would never go typically.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm in a boardroom just with men.
Yeah.
I mean, I could not imagine living a corporate life.
No.
Can you?
No. The idea of ever working for somebody just doesn't make any sense to me.
Ooh la la. Look at those gorgeous legs. I mean, Erin has a lot to offer. She gave me her hands. But why going where she wants to go?
Yeah.
Let's go to one of the beautiful part of what she was given. Was it by God, your parents? Who gave
you? My mother's 5'4", so she was merely a vessel. So this is for my dad.
So you got blessed. Look at those gorgeous shoes. I would like, Erin, for you to describe this wine for me in your own terms.
Okay.
The sound of crystal. I gave you vibration, which are giving you inspiration for your work. Napa Valley, of course.
Excellent. Very good body.
Oof.
Nice finish.
Good.
I don't really drink wine. I only drink tequila, so I don't know what to tell you. <It's been
laughs>
But if
honest.
I'm going to drink it, this is amazing. So, and this is a nice gift that comes with it. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Really inspired by the Roman Empire.
Always.
You know, they wore it here all the way to the
gladiator.
Upper legs. Gladiator, the Egyptian era. And remember, I believe it was 11 years ago, Hermes came out with the most amazing sandals.
And well, that was, I mean, again, all the way up.
That's
everybody
it.
Had them.
We want to go all
they
the
still
way
have
up.
That. You always
here,
have to go
you
all
need
the way.
Two bottles on each side, or three, to go all the way up. So you buy a case.
Yeah, and also maybe some up here.
For sure.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
The necklace.
I probably could make a bikini out of this.
That's when we go and see your pool with Mike.
Yes, exactly. And I'll come by your pool and take a little swim during dinner.
So, Erin, thank you immensely for giving us so much of your precious time.
Thank you.
I would love for you to look at the world from Asia to Africa to Europe to South America to America and give a big word. It's towards the end of 2021.
Mm-hmm.
What's your big message to the world? It could be to women, it could be to designers, it could be to aspiring artists, it could be to whoever.
Uh-huh.
This is all you.
All me.
Dylan is zooming on you because he finds you irresistibly
so
sexy.
Yes, exactly. Thinking is overrated. Get it done. Risk it all. Have a damn good time. And be kind to everyone. And that's it. See you later.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la!
The Buddha of Napa Valley.
Exactly.
The kingship of San Lina. Erin Martin, dear friends. Merci, Erin.
Merci.